This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد عباد الله All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this life and made it filled with challenges. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have promised us that this dunya, as it's called dunya, which is something lower, it will never be perfect for anyone. It will not go smooth all the time for anyone. No matter how old or young you are, no matter how rich or poor you are, healthy or sick, a Muslim or a kafir, a good doer or an evil doer, a righteous or not, every one of us will have his share or her share of challenges and difficulties that they will go through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقي. All human being, you're all going to live in challenges. You're all going to face challenges. And kadh, it means tough ones, hard one. That's the nature of this life. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد. We created a human being and we let them live in this life, in this worldly life. And part of living in this on earth, part of living in this life is to meet these challenges, to go over these challenges, to deal with these difficulties in life. And also, إِنَّ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِي. We created a human being and we promise every single one of you that they will be tested. They will be tested. And if you notice, all these three verses refer to all humanity. Did not specify a one category or one group of humanity. We're all going through this. I know that there is so many of us here today. When we reflect about our own challenges in life, as I said, no matter what is your gender, what is your age, everyone has his own set of challenges. Everyone has his own set of problems that he or she deal with. It might be a job that you lost, or a business that you're struggling with, or maybe a boss or an employee that is giving you a hard time and making, and sometimes it can be very painful and stressful. Also, a marriage that is not working out, or a debt that you cannot climb yourself out of it. It could be a love that you were not able to fulfill in the halal way. Someone that you wish to marry, a young man or a young girl who are in love with someone and they couldn't get that one that they love. Or sometimes the challenge will be a social problems. Maybe your in-laws giving you a hard time. Or maybe you have relatives who have taken your rights and been abusing you. Maybe it's even somebody close to you. Maybe it's a problem dealing with parents. Maybe it's a problem dealing with your teenager or teenager boy or girl. A son or a daughter who's giving you a hard time. Or you so worry about them. Or maybe it's a sickness. It's a physical sickness. Maybe it's a stress. I can think of so many things every individual can go through. And also, not only as individual we have our own problems, we as a community we have our own challenges as well. As a community, we have our own challenges. We're always, so many times, we complain about the shortage of volunteer, the shortage of the financial support from the community. We sometimes have the challenge as a community. Some people feel that they've been discriminated against. Maybe it is, as a community, we see that the high rise of the number of unemployment in our community. Us as a society, we have problems. And just last week, 1 week from today, last week, we all witnessed what happened in Newtown in Connecticut. As a society, as a community, we have a lot of challenges ahead of us. Actually, globally, there are so many problems you can think of. There's so many problems, social, economical, environmental problems. But as I'm sure, and I know that all of you can mention so many problems out there. I'm also 100% sure that there are so many solutions out there. As many as there is a problem out there, as many as there are solutions out there. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ma anzal Allahu min da' illa ja'ala lahu dawa." There is no disease, there is no problem, unless there is a cure or a solution for it. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and it will be very, very narrow-minded to look at this hadith and only see it in the physical illness. Physical illness. This is a very general statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. It's not what happened to us in life is the most important thing. Actually, the most important thing is what we're doing with what happened to us in life. And that's the question that I want to raise with you today in my khutbah. I'm not here to remind you of all your pains. I'm not here to talk about your challenges and remind you of it and how hard to get out of it. But I'm here to tell you that you will not live a life free of challenges. But what I'm here to tell you that you do need to face them alone. You can face them with an advice of a sincere friend or a support of the community or a support of your family. And this way we can all face our challenges and we can overcome it. Brothers and sisters, in this short talk, I would like to share with you some principles, a few points that it can help you to overcome these challenges in life. And one, and the most important one for me is to start with, will be, al-thiqah billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That every time you face a challenge in your life, I want you to always have that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you know that you don't ever give hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Yusuf alayhi salam, years after he lost his son, which is, you know, any person will think that son is already gone. Years after that, he said to his children, Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi, wa la tayasu min rawhillah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The only disbelievers are the one who will forsake Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only disbelievers are the one who are not going to, who are going to lose their hope and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all should remind ourselves, every time we meet a challenge, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah's mercy is so close to the muhsineen. فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are a believer. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. He said, put your trust in the one who is the all-living, who never dies, who is alive, who is beside you, who is capable of helping you. حَسْبِي اللَّهِ. Allah is my sufficient. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. I have no other one to consider I may complete and sufficient except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. توكلت عليه, عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. I put trust on him and he is the great Lord, the Lord of the great throne. All these verses inspire us to always remember that to put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's needed that you let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do it His way. We don't always understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's method. We don't always understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way of handling and doing things. But in the end of the day, I have the trust that he's handling it. And I have trust that the one who's handling is the most merciful, the most caring one ever you can think of. Rahimallahu Sufyan, one of the great scholars of the Tabi'in, said, he said, I never wished that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my own parents will handle my judgment in the day of judgment, will handle my affairs. I always feel more comfortable Allah handling this than my own parents. Which is, you would think parents will, absolutely they will not put you in hellfire. Absolute parents will get you the best, will wish you the best. And with this he still say, I will never wish my parents to be my judge. He said, I'm so glad that Allah is the only one who's to judge people on the day of judgment. Why? Because he realized what the Prophet ﷺ said. When he saw a woman picked her child after she lost her child. Can you imagine you lost your own son for a while and you're looking for your son and you pick your son and you basically grab him dearly to your chest. She was doing that. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَتَرَوْنَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ مُلْقِيَةً بِوَلَدِهَا فِي النَّارِ. Do you think that this mother will ever throw her child in hellfire with her own hand, with her own choice? They said, no way, Ya Rasulullah. He said, وَاللَّهِ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. Wallahi, Allah is more merciful with you than this woman with her child. Don't ever think for a second you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not hearing and seeing what you're going through. No, Allah. Allah always has way. Even when it looks that there is no way out of it. And we all know the story of Musa alayhi salam. When his people saw the dead end, the sea. And what make it even more difficult, that Musa told the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, no one allowed to bring weapon. Everybody leave his weapon at home. So now they told Musa, you told us not to bring what, not even a tool to protect ourselves. At that moment you might ask, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way out? How can he get out of us? How can he get us a way out of this? What will be the way? Dead end, the sea. And an army, well-trained army, against a citizen, and this citizen, even they don't have weapon to protect themselves with it. But look the answer of Musa alayhi salam. It's a lesson that we heard and recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. No way. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me and he is going to guide me. I want to encourage you today to get your life back. I want you to stay filled with hope, with trust, with tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are dealing with the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have a friend who had a flu. This guy was one of the most active people I ever met in my life. Would go around, pick somebody from the airport, drop something here. Very active brother. And he got a flu, but the virus struck his spine. And that paralyzed him. He was in the hospital, and every one of us was thinking, the person that you cannot see him sitting is now maybe will be sitting in a chair for the rest of his life. It was a very difficult news for us, I think more than him. So one of the friends, a doctor, was going to visit him in his room. And was thinking about it. What to tell the man? How can you, what do you say in a case like this? But this brother, his heart was always filled with iman. Always filled with one of the righteous people that you can see. And when the brother walked into the room to talk to him, he said, I saw this big smile in his face. And he said, before I say anything, he said, Alhamdulillah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving me a chance to settle down and to finish memorizing the Quran. I don't need to be going around and running all over the place anymore. In 6 months, he finished Hifz al-Quran. In 2 years, he was walking with a cane to the masjid after a therapy. At that moment, he never forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beside him. He never forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there for him. That heart filled of iman. It just reminds me of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said as the Prophet ﷺ related to us. أنا عند حسن ظني عبدي بي فليظن بعبدي ما شاء. I will be according to your expectation from me. So whatever you expect from me, you will get. I want to remind you also of the second point I want to share with you today. That you know what? With difficulties comes ease. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى قال ابن عباس الحمد لله الذي قال مع العسر ولم يقول بعد العسر يسرى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, with difficulty comes ease. Ibn Abbas said, I'm so glad that Allah said with it, and he said, he didn't say after difficulty ease comes. He didn't say that. He said with it. That's why I want to let you know that if you go into hardship, I want you to know that your payday is coming. When you start saying to yourself, you know what? This is not going to work out between me and her or me and him. It's just the divorce. When you just want to willing to give up on your son and you said, this boy is never, this girl is never going to go straight. It's not going to change. When you are willing to quit, when you are willing to say, you know what? I can't quit this habit. I can't change myself. When you are about to say these words, that's not going to work out. I'm just giving up. I'm going back to the bad way I used to be. Whenever you're ready to throw the towel, I want you to remember that this is the moment not to back down. This is actually the exact moment you should dig your heel in and you stand your course and to push forward. So many of you, I just give you an example to keep in your mind. So many of us have either children or witnessed children or maybe heard about the experience of delivering a baby. You know, I'll never forget my wife when she delivered the baby. When she's about to deliver the baby, in the hardest moment of that contractions and delivery, upon delivering the boy or the girl. That's right. At that moment, what's everybody telling that woman? In the most hardest, difficult, challenging moment of this experience, everybody tell her what? Back down, let's back off, let's just suck that baby in and hold on. No, everybody telling her, push forward so you can go over and overcome that challenge. And I'm telling you, at that moment of difficulty, what you need is to push forward, not to back down. Is to look for more solutions, is to stand your course and to show your Lord that you trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the moments of victory in the history as the Quran recorded to us. Hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul wa dhannu annahum qad kudhibu ja'ahum nasruna. When the messengers of us will reach to the level that they think that Allah forsake them, that Allah will not giving them a victory, when it reaches that level, that's when the victory comes. It's the Almighty wisdom. Which is lead me to the third point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we believe as Muslims, He doesn't do anything unless there is a wisdom behind it. Because one of His name is Al-Hakim. Which it means al-hakimu bi-hikmah, يعني the one who made orders, and this is related to His legislation or related to whatever He decreed upon us in this dunya. With wisdom. There is always a great wisdom behind it. But we as a human being, our knowledge is very limited. That's why our ability to know that every single wisdom behind every action, behind everything that He ordained in life, it's not possible. Otherwise, we'll have the same knowledge of God, which is, makes us similar to Him, and that no one's similar to Him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us also to investigate, to look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you when He put you in that hardship. So many people come to me, Shaykh, please pray for my circumstances to be changed. Ya Rab, make this. You see difficulties or problem in one country, you always ask about, I hope the international community change their position from this. I hope victory come from that. You have your own problem, your debt and stuff like that. I hope I win this or I hope I get that. You always think about the circumstances that are around you. And you forget that maybe the only reason Allah put you in that challenge is not to change your circumstances. It's about you to change. It's maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to send you a message to tell you that you need to change yourself. I need to wake up and to remember what Allah said. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawm hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah will not change your situation until you change yourself first. So many of these challenges in life, it is might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want you to pay attention to how you treat your wife, how you treat your spouse, how you treat your kids, how you manage your finance. How we as a community, having a problem, maybe we need to check how we are handling these problems and our relationship with our community, or maybe our relationship with Allah. It's a wake-up call from Him to us. I 100% believe, I have no doubt in my heart, that these challenges in life is not ever meant to break you apart. It meant to you grow, to make you grow strong. Because the value of the person is not when he or she stands in a time of ease and comfort. Actually, the value of you will appear and will clearly determine when and how you stand in a time of difficulties and a time of challenge. That will make a man a man. And that will make a good person recognized as a good person. My brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah once was asked, هل الإنسان يمكن ثم يبتلى أم يبتلى ثم يمكن قال لا والله يبتلى ثم يمكن ألم تسمع قول الله تعالى وجعلنا منهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا لما صبروا. He was asked, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the person will become a leader, then he will be tested, or he will be tested, then will become a leader, he or she. Then he said, no, why? You will be tested first. And based on the result, you deserve that leadership position or not. You deserve that high rank or not. He said, didn't you read what Allah said in the Quran? We have made among them leaders after they passed the test, after they were patient in the test and the calamities that they had to deal with. Brothers and sisters, when we talk about challenges in life, don't ever be led by your problems. Don't let your problems cover your eyes. Don't let these challenges in life, these bad things that are happening to you, don't let it lead you. We should be led by our dreams. We should be led by our plans for the future. We should be led by our trust and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be led by our faith, not by our problems, not by our negative feelings. We should be led always by our positive feelings and attitude. Don't let these problems take over your mind and settle deep in your heart. Put it in front of you. Look at it. Deal with it. But don't ever be led by it. And I want you to know that ignoring problems will never help you to solve problems. We have to deal with it. I'm not saying ignore it, because so many people have problems in their life and they're ignoring. Their debt keep accumulating. They keep getting one credit card after another, taking one more after another. You know, the problem between your spouse is just getting bigger and bigger and reaching, crossing all these red lines, all these red, basically, lights coming up and telling you this is a warning sign. Don't ignore it. Deal with it. But don't be led with it. And also, my fourth point I want to share with you today is don't ever let these problems knock you down from inside. Always from inside, stay strong. Stay positive. That's what I meant when I said don't let it settle in your heart. Don't let it go inside your heart and take over. You know, you might be knocked out from outside, but from inside, you always stand tall and strong. When the Muslims lost the battle of Uhud, in the beginning, what Allah told them? وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ. Don't be sad. Don't feel like defeated. You are the higher. You are stronger. You are better. Even if you lost the battle, but you still, from inside, you're a winner. You know, one of the most beautiful example was given to the mu'min, what the Prophet ﷺ said. And there is an indication to this hadith in the Quran as well in Surah Ibrahim. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنْ كَمَثَلِ النَّخْلَةِ. The example of the mu'min like the palm tree. And the Quran in Surah Ibrahim have mentioned something similar to that when he said, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. Anyway, one of the most beautiful things about palm tree that many people don't know, the palm tree, if you notice, if you look at the after hurricanes, you know, aftermath, you look at any city, especially look in Florida and areas where hurricane or Bahamas strike, you always see these palm trees stand up tall, while these thicker trees knock down. You remember the hurricanes that we had here? So many of these thick trees are knocked out of the street. But palm trees, you will not, very, very rare to find a palm tree that it was basically knocked out, knocked off. Why? Because palm tree have the ability from the top of the tree, can go bend all the way, touch the floor, and come back again straight. And that's not exist in any other tree. It came back, come back straight. When the Prophet ﷺ said, the example of the mu'min, the nakhla, it is to inspire us and to tell us, no matter how things bend you, you should come back again. Bounce back again straight and strong. You should not let ever be defeated from inside. Brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we will never be able to solve our problems by using the same kind of thinking we use when we created them. That's a rule. You need to think about how can you going to deal with it in a maybe different way. Why this happened? What caused the problem? I have seen a lot of people come to me, especially in marriage issues or consulting me about their children. And I see that they deal with symptoms. They don't deal with the root of the problem. You know, Habibi, the root of the problem that your kids, not they don't trust you. The problem is not that he raises his voice. The problem is he's not convinced that you are taking real responsibility of the house. He doesn't trust that you're really the father figure. He has no respect for you. Maybe the problem, young man, that your father, all these problems that you have with your father, because your father, on the other hand, he basically doesn't understand who you are. And you need to speak up and to talk to your father, to your mother about you and what you want and to express yourself properly. Maybe the problem is that, you know what, there is no respect in the house. Maybe the problem, it is a time management issue. So don't deal with the symptoms. Look at the root of the problems and deal with it. One of the also points that I want to share with you today, when it comes to problems, watch your words. Watch what you say about your problems. How you speak about your problems. And I'm not in favor of speaking about a problem. And I'm in favor of speaking to our problems. But in any way, if you ever want to talk about it, watch how what's the language that you use. And don't underestimate that. Don't say that's the worst ever. Don't say I cannot. Rather say I will try. Don't say it cannot be done. Ask how it can be done. And let me try. That's why in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, when a person say, هَلَكَ النَّاسِ قَالَ فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ, whoever said, all people are bad, he is the worst. Watch your language. Also, we should fill our heart, as I said in the beginning, with optimism. Optimism is about seeing opportunities in your difficulties. Don't be pessimist who sees difficulties in every opportunities in their life. Don't be like that. I want you to be filled with optimism. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في حديث أنس يعجبه الفأل الحسن. He loved, صلى الله عليه وسلم, optimism. And finally, two quick points. Consult. Look for people that you trust, that they love you, that they have knowledge, they have wisdom, and consult them. Consultation is a very important tool in facing challenges. I said, you don't need to face it by yourself. You can have a lot of good people. You consult your spouse. Consult even your, I'm in favor of consulting your children. And especially if they are elders, let them part of your life. That make them very close to you, especially if you have college, in college age kids or graduate from college. Consult them. Al-Arab used to say in the old days, Ibnuka as-saghir ad-dib, fa-idha raha qa'id, fa-idha kabura shawir. The little kids, you can make them behave properly and reprimand them if they make mistakes. And if they become teenager, you always give them reminder. And when they grow after the teenager stage, you always consult them. Also, the last point that I have for you today is a dua, prayer. Make a lot of dua when you are in a hardship and calamity. Because the dua during that time is heard and accepted by Allah. I was once watching an interview in a TV in a rich man in Emirates. And they asked him about his experience in life and what he have seen. And he said something was very interesting. He said, there is one incident I will never forget. I walk out of my palace one day, walking in the street. And he said, I saw this little masjid next to the neighborhood, next to my neighborhood. And in it, someone who's like so into the dua, raising his hand, crying, so into the dua. And I felt in my heart, so something stopped me. And I walked into the masjid. I prayed 2 rak'ahs. He didn't even notice me. And he said he was so into his dua that I said to myself, must be going through very hardship. I waited about 10 minutes. Then I approached the man and I said, hey, I saw you so sad. And is there anything I can help you? And he said, with tears in his eyes, he said, my wife in the hospital. And the hospital holding, and he want to do a transplant kidney. And there is a donor, but he want to charge him money. But he doesn't have enough money to pay for that transplant to be done. So he said, I'm a short in 5,000 dirham. And that man offered immediately the money, and he gave it to him. Then he said, this is my business card. You look like an honest man I can use, and I trust. Any given time in your life. He said, that's nothing for me, 5,000 or nothing. He said, anytime you need help, just give me a call. He gave me back my business card and he said, thank you. If any time I need help, I know who to call. The one who have sent you to me. A dua is a very powerful tool. If using it. And I will guarantee you that there is no single dua you have done have went in vain. It's either something you will see it in near future or something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you according to your dua from it or something Allah want to keep it fully as a form of reward for you in a day when you need that reward the most. When you are in front of your scale and you see the good deeds and the bad deeds and at that time maybe that thing that you pray for it to happen you maybe got it and enjoyed it and wasted it in the dunya. And you cannot benefit from it in the akhir. And maybe Allah kept it as a form of reward for you. And that will make you survive in the day of judgment. That will make you closer to the Prophet ﷺ in Jannah. That will raise you higher in Jannah. You don't know what's Allah's plan for you. But what I know for sure, that Allah's plan for me and for you is the best plan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are strong in their iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will able to solve their problems and other people's problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ij'alna wa yakum min al-muwaffaqin. اللهم إني أسألك أن تستعملنا في طاعتك وأن تغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن ترحمنا يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم وفقنا لكل خير وأبعد عنا الشر كله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ارفع يا ذا الجلال والإكرام عن إخواننا المستضعفين في سوريا. اللهم ارفع عنهم عاجلا غير آجل وانصرهم نصرا مؤزرا على عدوك وعدوهم يا حي يا قيوم. ارفع عن إخواننا المستضعفين في باكستان والبورمة وفلسطين يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم أنزل على هذا المسجد وأهله بركات من عندك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وفق المسلمين في بلدنا هذا في هيوستن لكل خير وأعنهم واحفظهم يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن تغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأهلينا وقرابتنا وذوي أرحامنا ومن له حق علينا الأحياء منهم والميتين. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.